Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Democrats have no leaders right now. No one is popular in their party, and no one is trying to take action to improve their party so that they win future elections. If you're looking for an unpopular Democrat leader, then look no further, guys, than the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. And I talk about polling a lot on the show, but I have never, not once, seen someone with this low of an approval rating. In fact, I looked it up. There is no world leader, not a single one, that has as low of an approval rating as Brandon Johnson does. So without further ado, I have to show you this poll that just came out from Chicago. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Mayor Johnson? His approval rating is 14%, guys. That is so abysmally low. I'm talking like Justin Trudeau has a 22% approval rating. And Justin Trudeau is garbage, as we know. And the fact that this man has 8% lower is astounding, an 80% unfavorability rating, meaning that there's only actually 6% that don't have a strong opinion. The fact that 80% say that they have an unfavorable opinion is astounding. It shows how failed Mayor Johnson has been. The lower part of the polling, as you can see, doesn't just talk about Mayor Johnson. It also talks about the Chicago Teachers Union, which, of course, is a far left-wing organization. The approval rating for that is only 29%. The unfavorability is 60. That is very, very bad. Just for some context, for those of you who maybe haven't looked at all the approval rating polls recently, a bad approval rating for a president would be where Joe Biden is or was when he left office, which is about 37%. They're not even in the same world, the teachers union or Mayor Johnson, like less than half for Mayor Johnson. So this is stunningly bad. And I think what's truly astounding about all of this is that when Mayor Lightfoot stepped down, when she was done being mayor, she was the former Chicago mayor. You've probably seen a lot of videos of her. She was historically bad. She was the last Chicago mayor again. So everyone said, look, Chicago, you're a lovely city. You hated that woman. Like, she had almost as bad of approval rating as Mayor Johnson. Don't elect someone like her. Like, turn the page on all of this lunacy. We know that you're not going to vote for a Republican. That's baked in. But vote for a moderate Democrat who's, like, at least hard on crime, right? And then Mayor Lightfoot endorsed Brandon Johnson, and he ran on all of the same policies that she ran on and that she was Chicago mayor as. And it turns out, again, to nobody's surprise who's paying attention, Brandon Johnson is the exact same person as this former Chicago mayor. And so what's stunning for me to see is that people never learn their lesson in places like this. Whether it's Detroit or LA or San Francisco or Chicago, they just seem to vote for the same people, even though they admit themselves that they hate them. And it does not take long, by the way, for buyer's remorse to set in. I don't know how long Brandon Johnson has been mayor. It hasn't been that long. It really hasn't. And yet, there was all this talk when he got put in about changes, about how, because everyone admitted it. They all admitted Chicago's got some big problems. It's a lovely city, but we got to clean it up. There's a lot of problems. We need to turn the page on this and make some improvements. And then they voted for the same person. How does that make it? And then again, 6 months later or a year later, they all admit, yeah, that was a horrible decision. But what's truly astounding is when the next election comes for Chicago mayor, they're just going to vote for the same person. They really will. And that's why I've always said there is work to do in these cities for conservatives. These people are not as liberal as we think. They just aren't politically minded. And so they give in to the Democrat lies. But how much can they take? That's the question. Do I think that they're going to vote for a Republican anytime soon? Probably not. But can we get a moderate Democrat even in that city? I think that would be a win for a lot of conservatives. There are conservative Democrats out there. We could do that. We certainly can push for a Republican as well. I think that's worth our time. I don't know if it's going to happen next election. In 2-3 elections? Absolutely it could. Especially when they keep electing the same people and keep admitting that they hate them. So the question is, are they going to vote for Republican one day? Or are they just going to keep electing another Brandon Johnson? I really hope, I really do, that they don't do that, because I'd like to go visit Chicago again. I love Chicago. It's a lovely city. It's just not so much of a lovely city when a Democrat is running it. Typically, I hate tax season, guys, but that was until I partnered with Quick Tax America, which does all federal tax returns for only $69, and they're a non-woke company, which means they hate the IRS as much as you do, which means that they get you your best return, every dollar back in your pocket that they can. It's completely transparent price, only $69, because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. Also, guys, they do all the work for you. It's not like other online big services where you're spending 4 or 5 hours when they said it would only take 30. Simply upload your files with QuickTax America, answer a few questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they'll do all the rest. You can go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get those tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. So on one side, you have the Democrats, who are completely void of leadership right now, at least leadership that's capable in any way. But then on the other side, you have Donald Trump, who of course is the leader of the Republican Party. Donald Trump was asked about the threats on his life from Iran, which they've talked about them right now, but they've been ongoing since he was president in 2017. And his response was completely beast mode.
It's Iran and their proxies who have threatened to retaliate against you and your team by killing you guys for taking out Soleimani.
Well, they haven't done that. And that would be a terrible thing for them to do, not because of me. If they did that, they would be obliterated. That'd be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated. There won't be anything left. And they shouldn't be able to do it. And Biden should have said that, but he never did. I don't know why. Lack of intelligence, perhaps. But he never said it. If that happens to a leader, or close to a leader, frankly, if you had other people involved also, you would call for total obliteration of a state that did it. That would include Iran.
That is the kind of leader you want, ladies and gentlemen. He said it would be a terrible thing to do because he is not because he's worried about his life, but because it would be terrible if he died, but because he's going to beat the you-know-what out of them if they do it. And again, he was very clear. He said, not just me, not just my advisors, but their families. That's what leadership does. They protect the people underneath them. They speak loudly to their enemies. Also, because he left instructions, like he said, that's amazing. I love that. That right there is strong leadership. It really is. And I think the reason why I look at that clip, and it's almost stunning for me, is because it's been so missed over the last 4 years of having pretty much the weakest leader ever, who literally wanted the best, not for America, but for our enemies, rather than telling them to F around and find out like Donald Trump has. Hey guys, I want to let you know about a deal that I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, it's on the bookshelf right there, is only $9.99 on Amazon right now. Or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. You can go check that out in the link in the description below. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I had a great time writing it. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.